TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Man, we got all kinds of laughs prepared for you for today's Extra Funny. So many laughs prepared that... too many to mention right now, but we do have something I think that we'll check with Ace and see about something that was too nasty to talk about on the regular morning show this morning. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, too nasty for regular radio.
So we'll get into all that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ladies, I know you want your men to be more like me, so you can start by getting the guy in your life the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet from Distill Union. Save 20% now when you use the promo code ACETJ at acetj.com/gift. Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey, Ace.
Did you say you had some nasty follow-ups to the thing we did on the regular show this morning?
I haven't pulled them.
Was it questions that women want men to answer?
Yeah. Questions women want men to answer. For example, have you ever fantasized about one of your friend's significant others?
No. It doesn't have to be a current friend or whatever, just any friend at any time who had...
Point, a friend's...
Like if my friend Shannon dated a hot girl, like when we were in college or whatever. No.
Yeah.
No, me either.
Okay.
I always had the best looking ones.
Let's see. What are your expectations of a romantic partner?
Oh, Lord. Is that a short answer?
I was about to say.
Let me give it to him. Why are you so convinced that sex is so much more important for you than it is for women?
I don't.
Yeah.
But for men in general?
Yeah. It seems to be more important to
men. Yeah, because, and I can tell you the factual answer to that, there's no debate on it. This is exactly the way it is. Because when a man... is in a relationship, the thing that he wants more than anything else is to be accepted by the woman. And when a woman does that, she is showing her full acceptance of a man. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference in what most women think about men just wanting sex all the time just for a physical release and all, and what it actually is. If he's serious, let's say married, I know that doesn't happen very often anymore where people actually get married, but when they get married, that is to a man that is his woman, the person he is on earth now to please and to protect, fully accepting him. Mm-hmm. So when a wife rejects a husband, it bothers him more than just because of the physical release. So he's not going to tell you that, but it's the fact.
It's a rejection of him as a man.
It's just person. Like saying, I don't accept you.
Yeah.
Because you stink.
Is there such a thing as being too slutty?
Yeah.
You mean in the relationship? In a relationship? Yeah, well, of course. All the time it is, yeah. Being too slutty.
I feel that person was asked this question a lot.
Is it a little bit slutty, too slutty?
No. Depends on this. Are we in public? Are we at home? What are we talking about?
How did I know this was going to be the way you respond?
I'm just saying. Let's see.
He's got that as wall art in his living room.
What?
Is there anything? Is there such thing as too slutty? Like a neon sign.
Yeah. Well,
above the couch.
It's like those signs that they put up in locker rooms. Notre Dame touches play like a champion today.
Yeah.
No such thing as too slutty. Touch it on your way out of the room every time.
Oh, if you're in the house, it's no such thing.
Touch it on your way out of the room. Let's see. What are you really thinking about during sex?
What?
The Middle East crisis. I mean, what are you... I don't know. My mind doesn't wander that far outside of what's happening.
What percentage of your female friends have you thought about sleeping with?
None.
I think not that you would do it, but that you've thought, I wonder what that would be like.
None.
Okay. Riggins?
It's tough to say.
It'd be really low percentage, probably.
Really? Hang on, let me go to the next page and see what else is on this back page back here. What is your biggest turnoff? Someone who's too slutty.
Odors.
Oh.
Just in general.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Bitching.
Also a good one.
That's the best answer right there.
There's not a better answer out there, I tell you that much.
let's see. Some of these that aren't as controversial. How do you feel about women who are into traditionally male hobbies?
Like sports and grilling.
Yeah. Lumberjacking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like maybe she loves to fish. Maybe she loves to anything that would be traditionally male. Maybe she's on a softball team or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd say it would depend on if she wanted to do it together, because a lot of those things are an escape.
Yeah.
So, Rob.
Because that's why Rob's always out playing golf.
So I was going to say. She says, hey, I'm going to play softball. Because I played softball in high school. Why don't you come just a co-ed team? Come join.
Oh, that's when my escape would be to not go.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what it is. You know, if it's like being part of a motorcycle club on her own, you know, like she's got a Harley that she rides and she's part of a motorcycle club. I'm not going to like that too much, but if... You know, well, I'm trying to think of one that I would be cool with.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Okay, you don't like to play golf. What if she loved to play golf and got to get in, or like it was part of a women's golf league kind of thing that they played a couple of days a week or one day a week? She, you know, played a random golf with other women kind of thing.
Yeah, I would assume she's having an affair with the pro.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Because Jody's been talking about her whole life wanting to learn how to play golf. And I think her dad got that sick thought in her head. He's a golfer. So I'm like, what are you trying to pull here, woman?
Okay.
But, I mean, they don't belong out on the griddle, on the Blackstone. They don't belong on the grill. They don't belong on ladders. I don't like a woman on a ladder.
Interesting.
Or on a creeper underneath the car.
Yeah.
Only welder I've ever seen that was hot was that Flashdance.
And that's a movie.
Yeah. Right. It ain't real.
No, Flashdance. I'm just kidding.
How do you feel about public displays of affection?
No.
If somebody else is doing it, I don't want to see it. Mm. But if it happened to me, I would be so shocked I wouldn't even realize the world was spinning.
Mm-hmm. And you'd fully embrace it and
yeah, be like, when is this ever going to happen again?
Yeah,
I'd be wanting somebody to document it.
If you're making out in a Carrabba's or something, you're fully on
board. No, I'm talking about just an arm around me, lean over, kiss me on the cheek. I'd want somebody to video that so I'd have it.
That's a example of PDA?
Yeah.
Just an arm around it?
Uh-huh. And, you know, maybe a on my shoulder. Like, oh, my God, Jody.
People are around. Please. You slut.
Yeah. Are you?
She does. Yeah, are you? And he's like, oh, don't be so slutty in public.
Yes.
Do we need to go home? I go, home?
She must be drunk.
She put her arm around my shoulder and kissed me on my cheek.
Oh, my God. She joined it. No way you're driving home.
Yeah, you're wasted.
But I don't like it. I don't like seeing people all over
and how do you
each other.
How do you define, that? Though, the... my question is always, it seems to be everybody's definition of a public display of affection is different. Is it, some people say holding hands, is it, you know, you're standing somewhere and go, hey, I'm going to go over here and grab it. You want something? No, you give her a quick kiss on the cheek and walk away. Is that an inappropriate public display of affection? It depends on the setting. I mean, obviously, if you're sitting in a restaurant and a couple's in a booth together making out, it's like, come on, man.
I'm not big on thigh touching.
Thigh touching? What do you mean?
You know, like. There are certain guys, and we've talked about this before, there are guys who feel like they always have to have a hand somewhere on their woman's body in public. Like if she's going to walk in front of him, he has to guide her through with the small of, you know, on the small of her back to where she gets to where she's going. Or sitting down, he's got to have his hand on her thigh. You know, she's always touching.
What about hand in the back pocket? You don't like that either?
I love that.
Yeah. Walking arm in arm, hand in the back pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think any ass touching in public should be happening.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not.
No, not even a pat after you pull away from a hug. If you've been married like I have 30 years, don't be patting ass in front of other people out in public.
No
patting. Nobody ass. Wants to see ass patting. General ass patting.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes. Ladies, I know you want your men to be more like me, so you can start by getting the guy in your life the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet from Distill Union. Save 20% now when you use the promo code ACETJ at acetj.com/gift.